In magnetized plasma structures, the magnetic pressure at the periphery of a confined plasma can create what are called separatrix boundaries, surfaces where the field topology changes abruptly and particles cannot cross. If such a boundary was sufficiently stable and magnetically sharp, it could theoretically confine the photonic emissions of the plasma interior. The transition from dark core to lighter, semi-transparent outer layers maps onto what plasma physicists describe in double-structured plasma configurations, a denser, hotter inner core where ionization and recombination are generating electromagnetic emission, surrounded by progressively cooler, lower-density plasma where the emission spectrum shifts in the orange to red range and becomes more diffuse. The orange coloration is actually consistent with the emission spectra of low-temperature plasma at around 1500 to 2500 Kelvin. The precise range at which plasma begins to appear ghost-like and semi-transparent to the human eye, rather than brilliantly luminous, again, drawing parallels to what I experienced with these orange orbs that didn't scatter any light onto the environment, and did demonstrate this diffuse layering of darker orange in the center, coming out to a lighter orange on the periphery. Very similar to what they're describing in these exotic high-energy plasma physics experiments. However, there is also a secondary possibility that deserves serious consideration, that the light perceived is not photonic in origin at all, but is instead a manifestation of what might be called biological optical perception of a field phenomenon. Fritz Albert Popp's biophoton research established that living organisms emit coherent, ultra-weak photonic radiation from DNA and cellular structures. If the perceiving consciousness is itself a biophotonic system, and the evidence is clear now that the human system is absolutely biophotonic in nature, then it's conceivable that what is being registered as orange light is a direct quantum-level interaction between the observer's biophotonic field and the electromagnetic signature of the orb, perceived as color because the human visual cortex has no other framework through which to interpret such input. So in that model, the orb's apparent light would not be photons emitted outward, but would be a field resonance being perceived inwardly, which would elegantly explain the absence of surface reflection and external glow, while preserving the subjective vividness of the visual experience. Another important element of these experiences came with the first ever encounter I had with the orbs of light. All of these encounters took place in my back garden, at nighttime, in the summer of 2019, during the month of August. The first encounter involved me observing a single cloud in an otherwise clear night sky. Upon closer observation, I noticed that this cloud had an extremely strange appearance to it. It was subtle and was only apparent if you decided to pay close attention to the cloud, but it was exhibiting an effect I can only describe as staticky, as if a light overlay of TV static was surrounding the cloud. In other words, you could say it looked as if there was an active field around it, something shimmering or agitated, tiny particles moving very quickly, producing this static-like appearance around the cloud. This cloud then proceeded to perform an extremely abrupt right angle turn, and was now drifting directly towards me. Previously, it was moving laterally, as if it was going to go right past my house. As it got in alignment with my house, high up in the sky, but in alignment with my house, and I'm at the back of my garden, looking towards this cloud as it's moving sideways, it literally did that towards me. It flipped and did a 90-degree turn. Now it's moving towards me. I was frozen in place, not so much with fear, but with absolute confusion and shock at seeing this cloud perform what can only be viewed as an intelligently controlled and highly abrupt maneuver. Once the cloud was directly above my head, it dissipated in less than 1 second, and it did so by shrinking into a central point, as if a vacuum in the center had sucked it all back inside. And as this happened, as the cloud was removed, it revealed a large formation of roughly 25 to 30 orange orbs of light in a perfect triangle formation. This revealing occurred directly above my head. I was craning my neck up to the sky, looking up at this cloud as this action was performed and the formation was revealed. The formation didn't loiter. It continued moving on behind me. I had to turn around and look as it went off into the distance. And as it was moving away, I noticed that some of the orbs in this triangle formation were actually swapping positions within it, which solidified in my mind that this was not a large triangle-shaped vehicle, of which I was only seeing the underside lights, but was in fact a formation of individual orb-like probes or beings or animals or spirits, right? Who knows? I had no idea what they are, other than the fact that I was certain we don't have a rational, widely accepted explanation for their existence. The capacity of the orbs to generate what appears to be a self-produced static like cloud around themselves, one that can rapidly dissipate to reveal this formation of orbs beneath, is a pretty extraordinary feature. One possibility is that this behavior suggests a form of active environmental manipulation at the micro scale, the ability to locally ionize, charge, and coalesce atmospheric water vapor and aerosol particles into a pseudo cloud, like a fake cloud formation, and then rapidly discharge or redistribute the charge to clear the surrounding air. And that mechanism does have a plausible physical basis. Plasma objects are surrounded by an ionic corona, a zone of excited and ionized gas that can promote the condensation of water vapor, for example, by providing charged nucleation. So in sufficiently humid atmospheric conditions, a plasma orb of sufficient ionic density could technically seed a micro cloud around itself in a process analogous to artificial cloud seeding, but operating at the scale of centimeters rather than kilometers. The dissipation of such a cloud would follow if the orb rapidly changed its ionic output, redistributed the charge, expanded its magnetic boundary to dissipate the localized nucleation. This might all sound really intense and perhaps hard to believe, but we are entering into the realms within science of discussing in serious tones the possibility of sentient plasma, plasmic intelligences. And if they do exist, and if these orbs are examples of their existence, then all of these extremely exotic sounding abilities, you know, the controlling of the local environment by increasing or decreasing their charge states, well, for a plasmic intelligence, this could be as simple as flexing a muscle for a human. If we're dealing with a plasma-based intelligence, then there's no reason to doubt that such an intelligence can use its own system to perform intelligent actions, right? And since these are actions available to benign plasma as mere consequence of their nature, an actual self-aware plasma may be capable of using these abilities at will. What makes the self-generated cloud phenomena stranger? It's not just the fact that the cloud forms and then dissipates, it's that it appears to do so with apparent intent and timing, performing this action directly above my head, revealing its true nature to me before leaving. This introduces the possibility that whatever controls the internal charge distribution and field boundary of those orbs is doing so responsively, responding either to environmental conditions or quite possibly to the attention of me, the observer. Keep in mind, and we will get deeper into this, but keep in mind, the human observer in this situation is itself a bioenergetic system of electromagnetic energy and photonic radiation. We are, in a very real sense, beacons of light. Perhaps something of an energetic nature can be drawn to our energetic output. There is published scientific discussion primarily from plasma physics, but increasingly also from the UFO-aligned research of plasma structures that exhibit what can only be described as adaptive behavior, altering their internal configuration in response to external electromagnetic inputs, changing shape, altering luminosity, and modifying their trajectory in ways that are inconsistent with a passive physical drifting atmospheric phenomena. Plasmas as a fourth domain of life, published in the Journal of Modern Physics, analyzed NASA space shuttle thermospheric footage and identified plasmoid entities accelerating to velocities of up to 356 kilometers per second, making abrupt 163-degree turns and demonstrating apparent mutual awareness and group coordination. Sounds very similar to what I experienced myself. The cloud generation capability that I experienced in my encounter actually fits precisely precisely with this paradigm of adaptive plasma behavior. The cloud is not a passive byproduct, but a functional feature, perhaps a sensor dampening mechanism, perhaps a social communication signal between the orbs, perhaps a form of phase modulation that allows the orbs to exist partially in one state of matter-field interaction and partially in another. One foot in this reality, another foot somewhere else. I would argue that the most materially grounded of the hypotheses on offer is that these orbs represent a class of self-organized plasma entity, what some researchers have begun calling plasmoids. These are distinct from conventional plasma physics, but operate within known physical parameters, albeit at extremes that are not yet fully mapped. The core of this hypothesis is that plasma, the fourth state of matter, comprising approximately 99% of the observable universe, by the way. If you didn't know that, plasma comprises 99% of the observable universe. We're taught about solids, we're taught about liquids, we're taught about gases in very early years of school. Don't really get much mention of plasma, even though, again, 99% of the observable universe is comprised of it. But the core of this hypothesis is that this plasma is not merely ionized gas, but is in fact an energetic medium capable of extraordinary self-organization that in sufficiently complex configurations may support something analogous to intelligent behavior. Research published in scientific papers of the Russian Academy of Sciences and extended in recent peer-reviewed work has demonstrated that dusty plasma crystals, plasma containing charged particulate matter, can form ordered lattice structures, exhibit memory-like behavior, and communicate state changes across spatial separations through electromagnetic signaling. More radical research published in the Journal of Modern Physics in 2024 and 2025 argues that plasmoids filmed by NASA space shuttle missions in their thermosphere exhibit not merely self-organization, but what the authors described as lifelike behavior, a defined cellular nucleus, double membrane layers analogous to biological cell walls, replication through fission-like splitting, apparent communication through luminosity oscillations, mutual awareness in collision events where entities alter trajectory before contact. The paper goes as far to argue that plasmoids represent a fourth domain of life. Life organized not around carbon-based chemistry, but around electromagnetic field coherence in plasma. The grouping in formations, the rotating around each other during the descent and the freezing in position above my roof demonstrates there's certainly some form of mutual trajectory awareness, some form of coordinated motion, the capacity to instantaneously change from moving to completely still. That's a behavior that has no analog in conventional gas dynamics or aerodynamic objects or ball lightning, but it does make complete sense if the entity is field confined rather than physically bounded, as well as being potentially under a form of intentional, even intelligent control. If these are natural atmospheric entities, why do they seem to appear in correspondence to a human observer performing specific mental practices? One answer is that they're not operating from nowhere or traveling vast distances or entering through dimensional rifts, but are in fact nearby and perhaps normally in a state that renders them undetectable to the human eye. It could be that the electromagnetic output associated with the coherent heart-brain practices of a human being entering meditative states of consciousness may itself be creating a local field perturbation that either attracts these orbs or plasma beings to the location or triggers them into a visible emission state. I've compared this before to the behavior of small fish nibbling the salt from our toes. If these are plasmic entities and if they gain some form of sustenance through absorption of electromagnetic radiation, which is something that has even been studied in a major multi-institution peer-reviewed research endeavor into sentient plasma phenomena in the upper atmosphere, a study involving NASA and other major names. I did a video on that study previously, and a link for that will be in the description box of this video. Maybe tickle that subscribe button while you're there, just saying.
Just saying.
So what we could be looking at is a form of plasma entity that is normally in a low energy, low emission state, which can then become visible to the naked eye when a strong, coherent electromagnetic field enters its environment. The orb becomes visible not because it arrives, but because it lights up in response to a specific frequency of environmental electromagnetic coherence, one that a human being is capable of producing and in turn exciting or agitating these energetic phenomena into the visible light spectrum. The human observer in this situation is itself a bioenergetic system of electromagnetic energy and photonic radiation. We are, in a very real sense, beacons of light. What I mean by this is quite simply that once I was in a state of heightened energy, positive energy, I began to very coherently lace real thoughts into this energetic feeling. So I would speak clearly in my mind about my desire to have contact, for my desire to connect with something, asking if they can hear me, if they can respond. So clear thoughts being embedded into what was now a more resonant energetic system. Plasma orb of sufficient ionic density could technically seed a micro cloud around itself in a process analogous to artificial cloud seeding. The transition from dark core to lighter, semi-transparent outer layers maps onto what plasma physicists describe in double-structured plasma configurations. A burning lantern will illuminate a wall, a drone's LED throws light onto the grass beneath it. The orbs that I witnessed, however, did none of this. Plasma begins to appear ghost-like and semi-transparent to the human eye, rather than brilliantly luminous, again drawing parallels to what I experienced with these orange orbs that didn't scatter any light onto the environment and did demonstrate this diffuse layering of darker orange in the center coming out to a lighter orange on the periphery. There is published scientific discussion primarily from plasma physics, but increasingly also from the UFO-aligned research of plasma structures that exhibit what can only be described as adaptive behavior, altering their internal configuration in response to external electromagnetic inputs, changing shape, altering luminosity, and modifying their trajectory in ways that are inconsistent with a passive, physical, drifting atmospheric phenomena. More radical research published in the Journal of Modern Physics in 2024 and 2025 argues that plasmoids filmed by NASA space shuttle missions in their thermosphere exhibit not merely self-organization, but what the authors described as lifelike behavior. It sounds completely insane, but if you just grapple with me here, I want to try and convince you that there are tangible, evidentiary pathways in science that are beginning to explain how something like this is even possible. It's not just magic, it's not just woo-woo. I really want you to get this, especially if you're a skeptic. Your deliberate, intentional, rhythmic breathing is a tool for activating deeper layers of the body's mechanisms. So again, not magic, science, not new age nonsense, biophysics.